Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Massachusetts officials are promising to get to the bottom of this weekend's death of a child being overseen by the state's child welfare agency. So far, though, they have few answers about a 2-year-old girl found dead in a foster home where a second child was found unconscious and remains hospitalized. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Avelina Conway had her second birthday last week, but just 5 days later, she was pronounced dead in front of the Auburn home where her foster mother, Kim Malpass, cared for Avelina and 5 other children, 3 of her own and 3 foster kids. Avelina's biological mother, Jessica Conway, gave up her child to foster care while in prison. Now completing a drug rehab program, Conway told reporters she had misgivings about the foster mother.
My daughter showed up at visits filthy. I had to wash her up, get her clean. She was wearing mismatching clothes. My parents had to go out and buy clothes for her while I was incarcerated. Now all of that has been taken into evidence.
Conway also has misgivings about the state agency in charge of foster care and had strong words for Governor Charlie Baker.
The governor hasn't even tried to contact me, ask me if I was okay. He needs to do something to fix this. This is an outrage. My daughter will not die in vain.
My heart goes out as a father to the foster mom and to the mom and to the family involved in this most recent tragedy.
Governor Baker and top officials in his administration responded to questions about the state's handling of the case. Quote, "It's all hands on deck," says the governor, in determining the cause and circumstances of baby Avelina's death. Dan Bennett is his Secretary of Public Safety and Security.
The autopsy has been completed. There are no findings yet. The investigation's ongoing, and there are no conclusions yet of any kind with regards to this.
Officials with the Department of Children and Families visited the foster home apartment in Auburn just 4 days before Avelina died. Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters oversees the Child Welfare Department. She calls that visit routine, but was asked if state workers should have seen if something was wrong.
I think that's an incredibly fair question, but I can't answer that today because until we do a complete investigation, then we can make determinations as to whether this is culture, practice, caseloads, individual behavior, or organizational cultural behavior.
Foster mother Kim Malpass is cooperating with the investigation. She was certified as a foster mother over a year ago and underwent a background check. But Secretary Sutter says it appears there was no check conducted on her boyfriend because he didn't live in the rent-subsidized apartment. Over the past decade, there have been more than 60 calls to 911 to Auburn addresses where Malpass has lived for threats, assaults, and medical emergencies. Secretary Sutter says many of those calls occurred prior to the mother becoming a state-certified foster mom in 2014.
When the police responded to the home, as mandated reporters, I am sure that if the police had any concerns about the care of the children who were in the home at the time, they would have filed a report.
It doesn't appear that they did. In the future, Secretary Sutter says, the state may extend background checks to include 911 calls to local police departments. The death of baby Avelina is the third foster child tragedy in central Massachusetts in recent years, says Governor Baker.
The question about Worcester is an interesting one, and it's one that the Secretary, the Commissioner, and I have all discussed. And I think it's likely that we'll pay particular attention to Worcester County generally over the course of the next couple of months.
The state oversees the care of 47,000 children across the Commonwealth. That's the most ever. It's a 30% increase since 2014. But it only tells part of the story. The number of cases where the state takes the most extreme action and removes a child from a home is soaring.
These past 2 years have been the busiest 2 years we've had in the juvenile court, without a doubt.
Carol Erskine is first judge of Worcester County Family Court. She says more than 1,000 kids in her jurisdiction have been removed from homes since 2014. The judge believes the opiate and heroin epidemic in the state is only partially to blame.
I can't attribute it to any one cause. We're seeing cases of abuse and neglect of all types.
It's been tough. It's been really tough.
Peter McKinnon is president of the union that represents the state's 2,900 social workers and a supervisor in the Department of Children and Families. McKinnon says there's a caseload crisis. The system is overwhelmed, and social worker morale continues to decline.
We have really been through the ringer with tragedy after tragedy. It really, really takes its toll on you.
McKinnon says one of the reasons the number of kids being removed from homes is soaring in central Massachusetts is because social workers are being extra cautious due to the increased attention that's being focused on them.
Maybe we are asking the court for custody in cases where a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, we would not be asking for custody of those cases. In some ways, it's always safer to seek custody of a child and place them in foster care than leave them at home with an unknown situation.
Governor Baker says he thinks funding for the Department of Children and Families will have to increase to deal with the caseload crisis. And he promises a report on the death of baby Avelina by the end of next month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.